In the 10th verse in this chapter, it says, Sa tu viprena sangvadam gyapakena samacharam. Basically, chaktva kalevaram yogi sa tenavapa yat param. And the word param is used, supreme, yogi. Now the synonym for yogi being a bhakti yogi in the order of renunciation, chaktva kalevaram yogi. Having been instructed by the great learned Brahmana Vasishtha, who discoursed about the absolute truth, Maharaj Ikshvaku became renounced. By following the principles for a yogi, he certainly achieved the supreme perfection. So we encounter this word kalevaram in Bhagavad Gita, especially in the 8th chapter. Yung yung bhapi smalam bham tyajat yante kalevaram tam tam evaiti konte sadata bhava bhavit. There's two verses, 5 and 6, we use the word kalevaram, and, or is it 4 and 5? Yeah, it's 5 and 6. Those verses use the word kalevaram, and this word usually denotes kala, though we have the word kala in there, because the material body is subject to kal, time. Although sometimes Krishna's also, they use the word rarely for that, but then there's a very big explanation when Krishna is, by some magical activity, lila, he is pretending to have a material body, but otherwise it's a material body, kalevaram. So in the verses in the Bhagavad Gita, I could actually read them with several sets of glasses. I'll read them. It says, Antakale chamam eva smaram mukva kalevaram yaprati samabhavam yati nastrutta sankshaya. Whoever at the end of his life quits his body remembering me alone at once attains my nature of this, there's no doubt. So apparently this is what happened with Maharaj Ikshvaku in this verse. He was following strictly, and these very same words are used, Tyaktva kalevaram. And interestingly, there's another word, satuvi prena sangvadam, discussion. He was hearing discussions, just as Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita was hearing discussion. At the end of the Bhagavad Gita in 18th chapter, Krishna even says, adyeshate shayayimam, one who studies sambhadam avayo, danyam sambhadam, this pious conversation. Actually, it's more than, we know that it's sarva dharmam parijaja has already been given. This is the very end of the verse of the chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the 70th verse. We're getting right near the end. And in that verse, Krishna says, one who studies this sambhad, he will attain the supreme. He will attain me without a doubt. And he has to become a devotee, obviously, to even want to hear it. Again, the word is used, sambhadam, when Sanjaya is speaking in the 74th verse, four more verses later. Adbhutam, he says, Romaharshanam. When I think of this conversation, it's not a mundane conversation. My hairs are standing on end. Then he starts going into ecstasy, the Sanjaya. How, again and again, when I think of the form of Krishna, when I think of this conversation, my hair stand on end, I can barely even keep myself together. So these are not mundane conversations, sambhad. We know that the conversation, famous conversation, Ramananda Roy Ramananda and Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada wrote a whole book called Ramananda Sambhad, conversation between Ramananda. So this is what's going on. We're all having conversation. Shota Vyadini Rajendra Narinam Santi Saha, second canto, the beginning. Sukadev Goswami, he's a pretty ecstatic speaker, actually. He has some very nice things he says. Shota Vyadini Rajendra Narinam Santi Saha. He said, there's so many things and thousands of things, Sahasrasa, that people are speaking about, sambhad, going back and forth. But, he said, they don't, you know, apashyatam atmatattvam, somehow or other, chodabhajini rajanayam sancha, apashyatam atmatattvam, griheshu. If one's a griyamedi, in the griyamedi ashram, which includes most everybody, except for a few great sadhus we won't mention. Actually, they're here in the Bhagavatam. And by hearing these sambhad, these conversations, one can attain vision. In fact, Prabhupada actually mentions that, I was reading recently, that people are very anxious to see Krishna without understanding the importance of the samvad, hearing. That by hearing one sees, shute ikshita, shuta ikshita, one sees, ikshita means to see. Ikshite yoga yukta, ma, that's a word in the sixth chapter of the Gita. So everyone's anxious to see Krishna, but we have to hear, basically. Then, quickly, nati dirgena, not, it won't take very long, it says, but by hearing, in a very short time, one will see Krishna, hridi vistiti, in the heart. He's already in the heart. Therefore, I was thinking, in another of these verses, the word is used, vishvatmana, means the super soul. It could mean Kshirdakshai Vishnu, Vishvatmana, Bhagavan, Vishvabhavana. There's many times this word is used. Let me see which verse it was here. Dhanavai, Vishvatmana. Vat chana deva devasya Vishnur Vishvatmana Prabhu. This Paranjaya agreed to kill all the demons on the condition that Indra would be his carrier. Because of pride, Indra could not accept this proposal. Sorry, I'm not going to become your bull carrier. I could just you're asking the king of the demigods, me? But later, by the order of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, Indra did accept it. So Indra had to, like, grease the wheels, or what do they call it? Had to bribe him with something. Anyway, Indra accepted it and became the great bull carrier for Paranjaya. So, even in the 10th canto, which is such the topmost canto, the word Vishvatmana is used. Bhagavan api Vishvatma, Bhaktanama Bhayankara, that he's Bhaktanama Bhayankara as the Vishva. Atma, in the heart, as super soul, he clears the fears of all the devotees. Bhaktanama Bhayankara. So, this word is very important. Vishvatmana Prabho. Vishnur Vishvatmana Prabho. And another word here. Deva Devasya. Because actually, as Vishvatma, Naneva Bhati Vishvatma. It's in the first canto that just as fire is in wood and butter comes out of milk, the Krishna is there within us. Right now, Ishvara Sarvabhutana Radesha, as Super Soul, he's there. Sannivishto Ketragya, he knows everything. That's okay. He's in the heart of every living entity. But for the Bhakta, it's described, the Bhakta in this 10th canto pastime that he's instructing Yogamaya, that Yogamaya should go and take Baladev, Sankarshan, out of the womb and attract him, bring him somehow to the womb of Rohini. This is an important pastime. And it's described there by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Shridhar Swami, other great acharyas, that Krishna can only enter, we can only become purified when we are fearful of the material energy. Even Yogamaya was fearful. She didn't know how she could do it. Devaki was very fearful. So the question is sometimes asked, how did Krishna appear in the womb when all these six sons, they were demons, had first appeared? Kam, Krodh, Moha, Lobh, imagine lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, all these things, fear, had all been within the womb as the six sons who were killed first in the womb of Devaki. And then Baladev entered and purified the womb, made it ready for Krishna. Meanwhile, bhakti takes birth. Bhakti, in the womb of bhakti, Krishna takes birth. and that womb is a Devaki. She's become more and more purified by fear of the material energy. So as one fears the material, of course we try to attain the ecstatic stage, but artificially one cannot claim to be in such a stage. He has to rid himself of these six enemies. They're all coming from the mind. Marici is the mind. And Marici is also there, these sons of Marici, these six sons of Marici. They took birth as these elements, Kam, Krod, Adi, Chai, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes. So when we see words like Vishvatmana, we think of all these things. Whatever canto we're reading. Here we're reading just some verses without purports. So David, David, Jagatpate. Many times this word David, David means that he's worshipped by the Devas. He's the king of the Devas. He's the worshipable object. Swayamevatmanatmanam Vetatvam Purushottamas, described in the 10th chapter of the Gita, Arjuna was saying, you yourself, we don't even know your glories. Only you know your glories. And swayam, you. Swayamevatmanatmanam Vetatvam Purushottamas. Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha, David, David, Jagatpate. All these descriptions of Krishna are given. Of course, sometimes Lord Chaitanya was very cute in a way when Balabha, we heard this recently, Balabhacharya came and he said, I have given an explanation of Krishna's name. And Lord Chaitanya said, that's okay, I only know two names of Krishna. That Yasodhanandan and two names, that's all. He's bluish, he's Shyam, and he's Yasodhanandan. He sits and he's in the lap of Mother Yasoda. I don't care about your explanation. That's okay. Other times, Lord Chaitanya said, Nam Namakari Bahoda. He did thousands and millions of names. So he has thousands of millions of names. Vishvatmana. These are more like generic names and not the most intimate names of Krishna. But they are used in some of the intimate verses of Bhagavatam. This word Kalevaram, going back to Kalevaram, Bhishma Dev, he was speaking also in his when Krishna was about to knock him down in the battle. Takwe Muk, he talked about Kalevaram giving up his body in front of Krishna. He wanted to see Krishna's form, you know, throwing the, just as he was seeing him there. When I'm giving up my body, Hanom Yaham, please let me always see this. So the devotee is very humble. He doesn't think that, yes, I will definitely attain the spiritual world. And Prabhupada describes that devotee is thinking, whatever happens, I may not, but Krishna will please appear before me. In the Isha Upanishad, there's a verse like that. Even if I forget you, you please remember me. So we can learn from all these words, even though they may not be the purport. This is the only point we're trying to make here because there was no purport. And let's see what else. So just as this Vikukshi had many names, so Krishna has so many names also. He doesn't have only one name. He has thousands, millions, unlimited names. Namamakari Bahuda, Nijasarvashak. They all have his potency. So we may not think Vikukshi is a supreme personality. We may not hear about him much, but here he's being described. Even he has so many names. Many times we tell people that. They say, but why do you use this name Krishna? Why do you use this name? They have no idea any of the pastimes of Krishna, that he has pastimes, anything. And we describe, even you have so many names. A president is called a president, but his kids don't call him Mr. President. And simple, simple logic. So Vikukshi had so many names. He was later known as Shishada. I don't know what that means. But these other things. Oh, Shishada and Paranjaya. The son of Shishada was Paranjaya. He had so many. Indra Vaha, because he rode on Indra. Kukustha. Apparently, this word must mean the hump on the bull or something. He was situated on such a thing. Different names for different activities. And then. Generally, he's known as Paranjaya because he conquered the residence of the demons. So what's important here is that even Indra had to accept the order of the Supreme Lord and become the great bull carrier, at least in these last two verses. That's the bottom line. That Indra is Deva. He's just a simple Deva. He's very insignificant. He had to offer many prayers to Krishna in 10th canto after trying to, or thinking he was the supreme worshipable object and realizing his insignificance. He took off his crown, put it at Krishna's feet, and offered so many prayers. And his elephant bathed Krishna, the cow. We know the whole pastime, the whole Govardhan Leela. So, and Indra, sometimes he becomes an illusion. This is the nature of the demigod, or the Deva, the ordinary Deva. We are all, or devotees are all considered Deva, but very insignificant. One shouldn't think of himself a Deva, but the devotees, Krishna Bhakta, Bhaved Sura, Asuras Tad Viparyaya, those who are not devotees, they are asura, as long as one doesn't want to surrender. So many times these devas, or they may be us, we as devotees, we don't exhibit devotional qualities, we also exhibit this puffed up demoniac nature, as described in the 16th chapter of Gita. So Bhagavatam is always bringing us Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. It is very dear to the devotee. Devotee relishes every syllable of the Bhagavatam, bringing us closer to Krishna, somehow or other. All the words, even it appears to be a somewhat less significant story, still the words are reappearing again and again. Purushottama, Vishvatmana, Kunti Devi, she prays, Atha Vishvesha Vishvatman, Vishvatmana, she uses this word, the Lord of the universe, Atha Vishvesha Vishvatman, Vishvamorte Sukhe, Sukheshume, Vishvamorte, the form of the universe, the soul of the universe, all these words she uses. Sneha Pashame Mam Chindi, ultimately she says, Sneha Pashame Mam Chindi, cut my affection to all my family members. That's what she's praying for, pure devotion. So whatever word we use for Krishna, Jagannath, this is a very famous word, Jagannath. It's used also in 10th canto. One might think these words are not important. They are very important. Lord Chaitanya is thinking of Jagannath. He's seeing Jagannath, though, as Krishna with a flute, Murali, Krishna. Where is my Krishna? Ka Krishna. He's thinking, where is Krishna? He comes and he sees the Chokidar there in the Jagannath temple. Show me Krishna. And he says, there's Krishna right there. So we may read Jagannath. It's our own perception. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into the Jagannath temple, completely fainted in ecstasy. No one even thought he was alive until they just thought, what's going on? The guards there, apparently the same as they are now. They were ready to beat him, throw him out, or anything. Who knows? Just like when those guards came to try to stop Nityananda, he ran up and embraced Jagannath on the altar in the temple in Jagannathpuri. And they went to go grab him, and bam! They just got slammed to the back wall somehow. I don't know what happened. And that they understand. So sometimes they're a little slow. And Sarvabhauma came and tested his breathing and said, no, bring him back to my place. He's achieved something we don't know about, whatever it is. No, Sarvabhauma learned about it from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are my thoughts on these verses. If any comments, questions? Trivikram, is there any microphone today?
So earlier I missed the part with it.
Is the microphone on? No? Okay.
With this Ikshvaku, someone sneezed and he was born. Was it Manu?
Manu sneezed, yeah. That's the last couple of verses.
So then this brings us to Lord Krishna says he imparted his imperishable science to the sun god, who imparted to Manu, who imparted to Ikshvaku. But within these verses, I didn't sense that he was teaching transcendental.
Well, they can't cover everything, you know. You have to go back to the Bhagavad Gita.
That should be an important point.
When you write your commentary, when we get the Chirakram commentary, Sambodhini, the Chirakram Prabhu Sambad.
We don't know much about Manus. This current Manu wrote the codes of Manu, and there are 10 every yuga. And I remember asking Prabhupada, several of us asked Prabhupada, where is Manu existing now? And he just waited a while, and he said, somewhere in this earth. And that's all he said. You know. But, what does he look like? Where did he reside, and who ghosted him? And also in other translations, maybe yours, it'll say when it lists demigods and forefathers, and then it'll say M-A-N-E-S, Manes. I think it's a misspelling of Manu. It's supposed to be, what a Manes? The other pictures. But then, so back to who? What more description is there?
Well, Prabhupada didn't answer it. You don't expect that I'm going to be.
Yes, I do. You're the disciple. You're the...
I think Manu could go, you know, he's pretty powerful. He could, the sun god, he could be anywhere. He doesn't have, you know, if he's on the earth, not on the earth.
Okay.
Prabhupada said, though, on the earth somewhere?
Yeah.
He's watching it. For him, it's a tiny fragment. He's waiting the Kali Yuga out, you know. They're not listening. Prabhupada said, if someone is great, the insignificant demons won't listen to him anyway, so. He's waiting it out, like Vyasadeva. Anyone else know where Manu is? Email. What? All right, I'll go to Srimad Bhagavatam. I think you should make a t-shirt, where's Mama?